Okay, my name is Don Arril, A-R-R-I-L. I worked at Woodside Brothers as a machinist apprentice from 1951 to 1955, during which time they manufactured various components for grain elevators. I wanted to learn a trade, so I quit school at 16 and went to Woodside's. They needed an apprentice. My father comes from Scotland. My mother was born here, but her family came from Sweden.
And did your dad have a trade when he came over?
No, he was 8 years old.
Oh, just and a young guy.
He worked on the railroad for a while, and then he became a city fireman for 40 years in Port Arthur.
And so when you started Woodside, was he still a fireman?
Mm-hmm.
So he would have been involved with fighting the fires, the elevator fires then in 45?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Did he ever speak about that?
Yeah, and he didn't like to, because he witnessed some not very nice scenes there. People burned, and it bothered him quite a bit.
So what does a machinist do?
He makes parts. Like if you wanted one of these made, we'd take a piece of rough steel, put it, lay the machine it down, and make it look like that. Or gears, or bushings, or bearings. Any of the parts on there except the chain we would make from a piece of just round steel bar or whatever.
Did you enjoy the work?
Yeah, I did.
What was your favorite part?
I think going out on the jobs to the elevators and the green or the lake boats. I enjoyed that.
And they were still using horses for delivering. When they got these big pieces you were talking about, how were they delivered?
By truck. To load and unload parts as they come in.
Now I saw the chimney, the great big chimney for the powerhouse at the Fort William elevator, which was built in 1913. What would it be, the clean out door?
At the bottom?
Big, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would be, yeah.
So Woodside made that one there.
Did they?
Yeah, their name was on it.
Yeah.
So how would they do that? Like how a lot of these, it was almost ornate.
Yeah.
So how did they get
the pattern
name on it?
It would be made of wood, and they'd make wooden numbers and fasten them on. And then when they took the pattern out, the indentation of the letters and the numbers would be there, and the iron would flow into them.
So did they have like an artist on staff who was, lovely.
What they called a pattern maker. He made all the patterns.
Do you remember what the fellow's name was when you were there?
The pattern maker was Jack Toole. And there were probably three molders, they called them, the men that set these sand molds up. There was a Harry Gibson, I remember. He was an older man. He was about the same age as Art Woodside. And Ed Fawcett, I guess they were the two main ones when I was there.
Who took over from Mr. Woodside when he retired?
When Art Woodside retired, his nephew, Bob Newsom, who also was a foreman for Art, and the other foreman, Stuart Barrett, they bought the shop from Art Woodside. They operated until Stuart passed away. I can't remember when. Bob Newsom operated until it closed.
Did they operate it under Woodside name? Continued with the name?
Yeah, it was still. He changed the name a little bit to Woodside Machinist and Foundry Company. But it was still under the Woodside name.
You were talking earlier about the foundry. That was a nice, cool place, right?
Well, not when they were pouring iron. It was a very hot place.
Was it a dangerous place to work, or not so?
Not by the standards then, I don't think so. We had one serious injury. A man got burnt. But
So when you think back on that time at Woodsides, and I'm amazed that you can even think back on that time with such clarity, what were you most proud of?
I think I enjoyed working on the boats. To me, they're so big and huge engines and everything. I got quite a kick out of that.
It was good to work with. I imagine you worked with the engineers or on the boats?
Yeah, the chief engineer would show us what he wanted done. And some of them were regular customers. The journeymen that I worked with all knew them, so we had a good relationship with them.
Anything else, Torn? Now, I'm going to ask you this question, and you may have an answer, you may not. But the reason that we interviewed you is because we feel that your work is a part of the grain industry. So here's my question. Canada, in spite of its geography and its climate, has become one of the world's greatest grain traders. Mm-hmm. How do you think that the work that you did and the work that the foundry or the Woodsides did contributed to Canada being successful?
Well, I would say it's a small part, but they helped keep the machines running and they designed some equipment that nobody else made at that time anyway.